com.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Well, hey there, boys and girls. How the hell are you doing? Whether you found us by accident, can't find the remote, don't know how to change the channel, for some bizarre reason don't want to, God help you all, you have found Sports Overnight America. Coming to you from seriously foggy San Francisco, California. The last couple of nights, it's been brutal fog, hasn't it, Gabby?
100 miles out to sea. It doesn't even move. A tourist come in off SFO, and they're blown away.
Yep.
I drive them right into it.
He said blown.
Yeah. It's the blob.
iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. I'm the host of this Unmitigated Disaster, by the way. My name is Jerry Burke. Thank you. Along with my personal chauffeur and soon-to-be patient. Let's not even go into the details yet. But soon to be the recipient of a rather uncomfortable medical procedure. Cabby, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Yeah. You want to talk into the microphone?
Pretty good.
Thank you very much.
Solemn. Saying my prayers.
Hey, by the way, congratulations. Mookie Betts became only the second Boston Red Sox player ever to hit 3 home runs in a game twice in a season. Only, of course, Teddy Ballgame did that in 1957.
Hey, who was that sidekick of yours told you about Mookie Betts when he was still in AAA? What's his name? Can't think of the guy.
Blonde?
Yeah, a transit worker guy. What's it? Oh, Cabby.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, he's hitting 313 now with 26 home runs, tied for the team lead with Big Poppy, who's hitting 310.
If only he could pitch.
And Rich Porcello, he's now 16-3, 12 straight at home. The last person to do that for the Red Sox, the great Boo Ferris.
Ooh, that home record, though. You're right. You know, I'll give it to him.
12-0.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah. The home record.
That'd be something. And you know, I'm sitting there, I know my Red Sox are blowing out Arizona by a couple of touchdowns. And I'm looking over here at AT&T Park, and I see the Gigantes de San Francisco going into the top of the seventh. They're up 7-1 on damn Balmer O's.
So I think
we're going to be within a game of what the hell happened? We're going to discuss that.
Man.
We're going to discuss Cabby's medical. That was just an absolute. Oh, my God.
Yeah, let's cheer me up with my medical procedures, not the
1-800-878-7529, boys and girls. This is Sports Overnight America.
Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
Nicholas Rowley, Courtney Rowley, Dominic Pachota are trial lawyers who deeply care about their clients. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm, with offices in Des Moines, Waterloo, Decorah, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, and California. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm handles catastrophic personal injury, wrongful death, and medical malpractice cases throughout the country. The Trial Lawyers for Justice firm has won through caring about clients and refusing to settle cheap and believing in the justice system, hundreds of millions of dollars in record-setting jury verdicts and settlements. Injury victims and their families will call 888-811-0844. 888-811-0844. And do it now if you believe you have a case and get the justice you and your family members deserve. Call 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Horse racing excitement continues to happen every day at Hinsdale Harness OTB. Hinsdale Harness OTB brings you the best of thoroughbred, harness, and greyhound racing from all over the country, noon to close every day. Get in on the excitement. Come to Hinsdale Harness OTB to watch and wager on races and enjoy refreshments and snacks you can buy. Don't forget, telephone wagering is also available. Hinsdale Harness OTB, now online at hinsdaleotb.com. Also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
You got a wounded animal, you got to be able to put it out of its misery. And I'm good for that.
Hello, Annette.
I was at a dance when you caught my eye.
You know what? I never considered when, you know, you always want to find someone or something to blame, Cabby. And having four sisters, you can always blame it on one of them growing up. And now I can just blame things on you. I never once ever considered blaming it on the Bassanova. Maybe I should start doing that.
I never let him go. Blame it on the Bassanova.
I'm just saying. Most people don't even know. They think of Bassanova as an instrument.
I always thought it was like that slang in the 50s. Like, that's Bassanova.
No. No.
I'm a loser.
Yeah, obviously. So we're going to get to your trials and tribulations as well as mine here shortly. But so, like I said, Mookie Betts went deep, three times, drove in eight runs in a 16-3 win over Zach Greinke, who gave up nine runs in an inning and a third.
Say it ain't so.
Inning and two thirds. Sorry. And
Zach Wheat is rolling in his grave.
Honest to God. I just feel like I should be strolling through like a strip mall. Right? Anyway, so and then I realized, and I'm looking at the Gigantes. Are playing at home against Baltimore.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of half watching it on TV, half like watching it online. And it's 7-1.
Yeah.
You know,
Dodgers already lost.
Cueto looked great going into the top of the 7th. And then the Orioles put up a 2 spot. Okay, 7-3, no reason to panic.
Yeah. Go back to bed.
Then all of a sudden I stopped watching and then all of a sudden I clicked online and I see 7-5. I'm like, "Wait a minute. Wait, okay, no problems. Okay? I mean, what are the odds, right? Jonathan Shoup, 3-run jack, 2 outs, top of the 9th. The Orioles come back from a 7-1 deficit with 2 in the 7th, 2 in the 8th, 3 in the 9th. 8-7, they take care of Dem Oge, and Balmer Oge. They take care of the Giants, that is.
Yeah. No, and we lose 2 out of 3, pivotal.
And who's this we? You're playing for the team?
Yeah, of course. I sold pot to the Giants in 1979.
Everyone sold pot to the Giants in 1979.
True story. They went 72-90, performing enhancing weed.
And then, of course, another Zach Britton. He gets the save for them O's. 37 straight saves, record for a left-hander. His ERA is 0.54. I'm interested in how many innings he pitches.
Oh, man. How about, you know, the setup guy, too. Brock was from the Padres.
Brad Brock, yeah.
Yeah,
he was the winning pitcher, by the way, 7-1.
Oh, man.
With an ERA of 1.34.
I think if the Padres got all these players back, they might go to the series. But
They almost had a no-hitter thrown against him today on Sunday.
You know my innings pitch to hit, like 1-1. Okay, he has 60 innings pitch. How many hits?
I have no
Brock.
Idea. No idea.
35.
I can find out here in a second.
35.
All right, so as soon as my computer catches up here, Zach Britton, of course.
A little slow there on the computer.
Obviously. He's a relief pitcher, a left-hander for Dem Bomberos.
Oh, man.
His record is 2-1 right now. His ERA is like 0.54. He has been in 51 games, 37 straight saves. He's pitched in now 50 innings, 24 hits, 6 walks. He has given up one home run.
Yep.
So he's given up 24 hits in 55 innings. He's given up 24 hits, one home run. He struck out 58, and he has walked 15 in 55 innings now.
What do you consider a good home run to ratio? I like 1-10. Like I said, if you're a pitcher, you can give one up. That's average.
Yeah, but you know what? There are pitchers that gave up a lot of home runs, but they gave up a lot of who gave up a lot of solo home runs. You know what I mean? Like Robin Roberts. He's most given up most home runs in the Baseball Hall of Fame. But he gave up a lot of solo home runs. So Jim Palmer is another example. You know, Jim Palmer is the only man in the Hall. He never gave up a grand slam.
Oh, nice one.
Thank you.
No, you know, the thing with the home runs, too, is that you get, like you said, they shouldn't count. The guys are like, it's 6-3. They get a 2-run home or make it 6-5 in the ninth. Hey, thanks a lot, but could you just maybe, like, get hit by the pitch instead and get on base?
I mean, this guy's given – check this out. No, he's pitched – how many innings? Okay, 50 innings even this guy has pitched, okay? 50 innings, all right? He has given up 3 earned runs. 3.
There it is.
That's it. 6 runs total.
Three
of them earned. He hasn't hit a batter. Last year he had 1. He's given up one home run in 50 innings.
I think he's the key player if Baltimore wins at all.
37 straight saves, which is a record for a left-hander.
Right.
And he's from?
Uh-oh.
Panorama, California, whichever the hell that is.
Oh, that's down south.
Obviously.
Oh, my God. You didn't pay your phone bill.
Probably. Talk about this guy for a sec.
Oh, yeah. No, the unbelievable. Like, I saw him at the All-Star break, and I put him ahead of Donaldson. Billy. What? I'm hearing Billy. Oh, sorry. Yeah. So the this guy was like lights out at the All-Star game. And I said, this guy has to easily be the winning factor. In other words, he has to maintain his pace. But if he does, I think nobody beats Baltimore.
You know, people always, I can't believe that,
it's on his shoulders.
Before I go on the air here, and by the way, nice analysis. Yeah. I produced the video game review for Rick Tittle.
Oh, is that right?
And before that, the Speed Freaks on Sirius XM, which is the racing show.
My God.
And they're great. I mean, Kenny Sargent, Crash Gladys, Statman, they've been doing it like 16 years now.
Brian has these zombie cousins.
So basically, I'm not talking about zombie cousins right now. So, and
videos.
And they had some issues today with recording their show, and they need it for their website and everything, right? And I told them, I said, listen, because they know I recorded on this end. I said, I'll take care of it a little bit later.
Yep.
And what's a little bit later? I said, later. One person said, fine, take your time. That was the other person saying, I need it now. can't you people just leave me alone?
Nobody technical, just fans?
No. It's one of the hosts of the show. They need to put up on the website because they had a computer. Of course,
you're making them stay up late.
No. It's not that. It's just I got two different stories from two different people. And it's just,
actually proud of you when I thought you were making them stay up late on purpose.
Yeah.
When I'm done, then.
Let's talk about other teams, the Miami Marlins, a team that you've been on all year, and I just thought you were an idiot, but you know what? You turned out to be fairly accurate. Big time loss. Giancarlo Stanton. How bad of a groin injury could have been when they know right now that he's done for the year?
I'm going to the hospital tomorrow.
Yeah, okay.
You're bringing up the memory. It's great, though.
Yeah, you were talking about the same general area of – you're going in tomorrow for a – and I can't even say the word without cringing, eh?
Colonoscopy.
Ugh.
Is that the pronunciation?
I don't care if that's the correct pronunciation.
It's not as bad as people say.
Yes, it is.
No.
It is as bad as
people. These guys are so nice, and they give you tons of drugs if you want.
What do you mean if you want? Of course you want.
Like, I had no clue what was happening at the end.
I'm not kidding.
I thought they were first touching me in the region with their finger, and they said, no, we're done. And I was like, are you kidding me? I felt nothing. I'm going for a follow-up because they said they found nothing, but they want to double-check.
If they ever took an EEG of you, which is the picture of your brain, if they said they found nothing, I would be okay with
that.
By the way, speaking of the Marlins, we were just talking about the Miami Marlins and losing Giancarlo.
When's Gordon coming back?
I have no idea, but they're only a half game out of the wild card right now, the Dodgers and St. Louis, and then they're half a game behind St. Louis. And surprisingly, who do you okay? Baltimore,
Pittsburgh.
No.
Well,
Pittsburgh's a game behind that. Yeah. But in the American League, Baltimore and Boston. Who right. do you think's third in the wild card? I bet you, if you guess this, I'll be.
Well, Tigers went 0-8.
Yeah, the Tigers.
Right, but see, they aren't they on the skid? Didn't they lose like four
no,
or
that's,
five in
that's,
a row?
No, that's Houston has lost one. Houston has tumbled big time. I mean, they're in third place now.
Yeah, there was Cleveland actually now looks like a very solid contender.
Yeah,
They're a contender. It's really, this is the best part of baseball right now, man.
Yeah.
It's like later in September, I'm not saying it's boring, but you got a lot of these interdivision, your same division games.
And
half the teams are out of it.
Right, but now, like I said, the American League East, you're going to have Toronto, Baltimore, Boston, and the Yankees, yeah. who are only 6.5 out going at or 7 out going at
and,
it.
And all the good players from California now play on the AL.
But you're saying, National League, right? And that's like 5.5 or 6 yeah. games right now. But you got the Mets and the Marlins; they're going to be going out of. And you know what? The Phillies have been playing some decent ball lately. I mean, they're 6.5 back in the wild card, but they tumbled after a great start. But now they're like within 4 games.
Yep.
Yeah, they're within six games
it's
of 500.
Good. No, that wild card really, it's a great move. I think great moves is wild card. I'd prefer the
Seattle's only 2 out. Houston's 4 out.
Yep.
The Yankees are 4.5 out.
It's a great fourth division.
It is.
A third dimensional division.
Dimension of the third.
Fourth division. Fourth dimension.
Oh, God, I just can't imagine you.
The fourth dimension.
I can't look at your ass when you have clothes on.
Oh, my God.
Follow us on Twitter, at Sports Overnight. Like our Facebook page, Sports Overnight America, or just get a hold of me personally. I'm the only Jerry Burke, spelled GerrieBurke. By the way, the Niners lost their preseason opener.
A homeless guy on the bus told me.
And that's about all it's worth. We're going to do an update for you next, kids. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with a Granger Tip of the Week. Using the proper tools, supplies, techniques, and procedures will usually result in getting the job done right. And getting the job done right includes being safe. Safe means that you protect yourself, your coworkers, your facility, and your company. This should be a priority. Safe does not mean not being productive. It means being careful about wearing protective gear and doing the right thing. Safety is in everyone's best interest. And now a word from Granger.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name? Exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Congratulations, San Francisco. You've ruined pizza. First the Hawaiians, and now you.
What are you bitching about?
This song. I'm thinking of running to the bathroom, but I think I can hang out till commercial.
Well, you got
we might.
You got 11 minutes left. What? You don't like the Who?
I love this one. Well, you know I love Tommy the best.
Then why are you saying you...
Although you could play Go to the Mirror Boy a little
why
more.
Would I when I'm doing an update, I don't want words behind me.
Oh, I see.
By the way, here's a good one for you. There was one song on Tommy that Pete Townsend did not write, or nobody from the Who actually wrote. Which one is it?
Oh, you got to get first or second, back half or front half?
Front
Tina Turner song?
No, front half. Front, not Tina. Tina Turner did not sing on Tommy. She sang in the movie.
No, I'm talking, the movie. Yeah.
Eyesight for the Blind. The song was actually called originally called Born Blind. It was written by Sonny Boy Williamson.
I do love the movie, though. Jack Nicholson.
And
psychiatrist.
Oh, no, that was wait. But just,
yeah,
just
Elton
see,
John
just
seeing
Anne. No, screw that. Anne Margaret soaked in bubbles. That's all I care about. This update is brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat Kids, the number one training device being used in the big leagues right now, straight through the minors, youth leagues. They even have a softball bat to help with your swing. Here's what you need to do. Go to phbat.com, type in the coupon code
baseball,
and you get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. You know, Tuesday is the 16th, 70th anniversary of the passing of Babe Ruth. Just saying.
Wait a minute. You're saying...
No, 68th year anniversary.
Wait, the 16th is Tuesday? Are you sure?
Yeah, 15th is Monday.
No, you said, do you know what? And then you said Tuesday the 16th.
Tuesday is the 16th.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I did know that.
Right. I'm saying that'll be the 68th anniversary of the passing of Babe Ruth. Just saying.
He was far too young.
Jack Johnson.
How old would he be right now?
He was born in 1893.
Oh, never mind.
Or 18, yeah. No, he was born in 1895 because he was 53 when he died.
Oh, no.
So he would be, what, 121?
Oh, that's...
That's if he didn't smoke.
Healthy.
Where was he from?
And didn't drink.
Where was he from?
Oh, Baltimore.
Very good.
Ooh.
Name two other Hall of Famers from Baltimore.
Ooh, your guy.
Cal Ripken.
And then...
Al Kaline.
Oh, but they actually live there.
They're from there.
Oh, Cal Ripken's from Baltimore.
Yeah.
Oh, I never knew.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, grew up in Aberdeen, just north there.
I'm going to start listening to the show.
Thank you very much.
Start learning something.
I mean, what's her name? Julie Bowen from Modern Family.
Oh, yeah.
Parker Posey.
Yeah, you're in love
Parker
with her.
Parker Posey. You know, Harold Rollins. Yeah. What's his name? Okay, I can't remember his name now. It just went brain dead. From Peter Wolf from the Jake Isles Band from Baltimore.
There you go.
See that?
Once supplied him at a rock concert.
Tampa, take care of the Evil Empire. Your final score there was 12-3. Home run by Staff.
That's right. Infection.
Toronto. Houston is free-falling big time. Toronto, they keep on winning. 9-2, your final score. That one went at, I still call it Sky Dome. I won't call it Rogers Center.
You're going to have fun.
Cleveland 5-4 over the Halos. Mm.
The winners win.
Mookie Betts goes deep three times. Yes. He's now tied with Big Papi for team lead in homers with 26. Three jacks, and 8 RBIs. Jackie Bradley went deep as well.
And you gained nothing.
Gained nothing. Rick Porcello, though, 12 straight at home. He's 16-3. Zach Greinke takes the loss. He was gone. 9 runs in an inning and a half, 2/3. 16-2, which you probably got that late safety in there for Arizona. Yes. Elsewhere in the American League, Kansas City 11-4 over the Twinkies. Le Tigre à l'Étoile. He shut down Texas. Final score was 7-0. Elsewhere, Seattle beat Oakland. Big shock here. Your final score was 8-4.
They're okay. They got a shot at the wild card, don't they?
Oh, Seattle?
Yeah.
They're only 2 up.
Yeah, of course.
8-4, your final there. Go over to the National League. St. Louis saves a little face against the Cubs. 6-4, your final.
Ooh.
Pittsburgh was up 5-0 before the National Anthem was pretty much done at this one. 4 in the ninth, pretty much embarrassed to finish the embarrassment. 11-2 over the Dodgers. Elsewhere in the National League. Milwaukee, 7-3 over Cincinnati. Philadelphia, which has been playing some decent ball lately, 7-6 over Colorado. Washington, 9-1 over Atlanta. Game played despite the best interest of society
as
a whole.
They could have used Papelbon to hold that 8-run lead.
He's been released. They were going to send him to the minors. He said, screw it, release him.
You can't hold an 8-run lead.
Jeez. Giancarlo Stanton's gone for the year. Groin injury. How bad would that be?
Oh, that's so bad.
5-4, they take care of the White Sox. That is an interleague. Back to the National League. The Mets, 5-1 over San Diego. and elsewhere in interleague play. The O's were down 7-1 going to the seventh at San Francisco. Two in the seventh, two in the eighth. Jonathan Shoup's three-run homer in the ninth with two outs.
What's the guy's name?
Jonathan Shoup. 2-8-7. It was Dem Balmer O's. They take care of the Gigantes de San Francisco. We're going to talk later about some of our Olympians being held at robbed at gunpoint.
Oh, your medical diagnosis came true.
About what?
A first case of dysentery from Brazil. So somebody actually went to a South American country and got the runs. Congratulations, Dr. Jerry.
Thank you very much. I told you, the level of my medical expertise consists of I've once dated a woman who applied to medical school.
Temple medical degree has not gone to waste.
By the way, you know Temple's eight and a half is their over-under this year football.
Oh, do you know your first game without looking?
Yes, it is.
It's also your team.
Who is it? I can't remember now.
Army, that's right. Who do you root for in that one?
Well, got to go with Temple.
Man. Oh,
no, yeah,
traitor.
Temple's already, I think we said Temple's an 18 and a half point favorite.
Oh, really?
When's the last time?
So you wouldn't like to see Army make a nice upset there?
No, if they want to cover, I'm fine with that.
Oh, not cover.
Yeah. But yeah,
I'm fine with that.
The Black Knights on the Hudson. No, we're all about the Owls. Think when the last time Temple over under 8.5 for Temple.
No, I bought you this betting guide, but.
Wagering guide. What's this for?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't make glasses.
No, it's just it has the whole football season for the first month.
Oh, it's a whole season for the first month. You're an idiot.
No, you're right.
The whole season for the first month.
That's pretty good.
That's as bad as when Joey Vieira. Friend of mine named Joey Vieira once said he was 4'12". You know, that's right up there with that one.
Thank you.
1-800-878-7529, Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93. So what time do you go in for this medical procedure tomorrow?
9:25 Pacific Standard Time. That'll be 12:25. And if you don't think I'm edgy, remember you're talking about your sisters, your four sisters?
Yeah.
Imagine them all on PMS simultaneously. That's me.
With my sisters, PMS stood for potential murder suspect. I mean, they were brutal. Where's Dad? He's gone for the week. Why? He's pretending he's out of town on business. I mean, by the way,
no animal killings.
Usain Bolt, man, his third straight 100-meter gold medal. I mean, that's something. I mean, to be the fastest man on the planet for 12 straight years.
Yeah, Phelps, he's another one.
22 golds.
Yeah, I was watching the women.
What's funny is that, what's he going to do after the games? Yeah. Once a year, he can pawn one of those golds, and he could live like a king. By the way, this website's being sponsored by the DeVry Institute University.
There you go.
The Hoyas. I actually know that. But, yeah, think about that. For 12 straight years, you are the fastest man on the planet. 12 straight years. That's impressive.
I was going to ask you, the first official college game, do you know what it is?
No, I don't care either.
Cal.
Oh, Cal and who?
Hawaii.
I actually knew that.
Yeah, I like the fact. I was gonna make it like a trick question, say.
Why would you want to do that to me?
I shouldn't tell you about this then. I had a great joke. Practical joke.
All right, what is it?
Remember the other day when I gave you my 5-year-old OxyCotton or whatever it was?
Yeah, the pain pill.
Because you had a bad back.
Which feels much better, by the way. Thank you.
I was going to bring you some of my medicine they gave me for this colonoscopy.
I would have killed you. That's like when we
were...
When we were in high school at a party, Al McCary, he was a... this guy was... we couldn't stand Al McCary, so we made chocolate chip cookies, but we used Ex-Lax. By the way, there was some preseason football on Sunday. The Houston Texans, 24-14 over the Niners. It's going to be a long season in San Francisco.
Yeah, you know what? The rest of the division is so good. Arizona, Rams, even the Rams.
You know, it's nice to see the Rams and the Cowboys.
Actually, I'm not going to put this on the
Niners. Actually say the Rams, and they put on a good show on Saturday night. The L.A. Rams, 28-24 over Dallas. At least they put on a good game. Also on Saturday, in case you missed it, boys and girls, the adults, 19-18 over Buffalo, who's going to be very good this year. Tennessee, 27-10 over San Diego, let the losing begin. Elsewhere on Saturday in the NFL, Seattle, 17-16 over Kansas City. RG3, by the way, went 4 of 8 for 67 yards in his debut with the Cleveland Browns.
You know, I'm going to disagree with you and Brian on your pick of easy. I'm not going to make a prediction about Baltimore, Pittsburgh, all that, but I will say – I have no doubt in my mind, Cleveland will not be the last place team in the
division. Are you serious?
I am going to go for that.
Really?
That is my prediction. I'm not going to pick a winner because that's your division. You know, I don't really watch Baltimore. You're
talking about really so Cleveland
is going to. I love Hugh Jackman that much.
So you,
I thought on the Raiders, he got shafted. He went 8-8 with a bunch of garbage in a tough division, and they fired him or whatever they did. And, you know, that was like – I think the Raiders suffered for about 2-3 years from that maneuver. Yeah. Sure. No, and Cincinnati, you know, you guys are high on them. But Jackman's gone.
Okay.
I say he knows what he's doing.
Marty and Miller from ESPN 1490 got a short little interview coming up with them next. So you get to take more pills.
The jug of chalk that I'm drinking, it's a 5-gallon drum. Finish this by midnight.
It's die. See, that's the great thing about being as healthy. It's the great thing about being as healthy as I am.
Yeah.
Well, it is.
Yeah, I love the doctor. He's San Francisco General now. The guy Zuckerberg General Hospital. He gave him $1 billion or whatever he did.
You can follow us on Twitter. God, just the thought of that. You can follow us on. That's like, you know, Dave Barry said, until you're in the mid-50s, you don't even acknowledge there's such a thing as a prostate.
Isn't that, aren't you in the mid-50s?
No, I'm not in the mid-50s.
What are you in? I thought you were like 57.
51, you idiot.
51, you idiot.
Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. Cabby and I will be back in a little bit. Oh, really? It's just the thought of that. Ian Castleberry for the Outside Corner, and Awful Announcing. Isn't that a great name, Awful Announcing?
That's great. Oh, what, a website? Or?
Yeah, Awful Announcing.
I love it.
Come back talking about the Cubs, Cardinals, and everything else in baseball. Also, Bill Simmons' HBO show. Then Cabby and I will be back shortly enough to do an update and find out more about his innards. Ugh. This is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93.
Horse racing excitement continues to happen every day at Hinsdale Harness OTB. Hinsdale Harness OTB brings you the best of thoroughbred, harness, and greyhound racing from all over the country, noon to close every day. Get in on the excitement. Come to Hinsdale Harness OTB to watch and wager on races and enjoy refreshments and snacks you can buy. Don't forget, telephone wagering is also available. Hinsdale Harness OTB, now online at hinsdaleotb.com. Also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Nicholas Rowley, Courtney Rowley, Dominic Pachota are trial lawyers who deeply care about their clients. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm, with offices in Des Moines, Waterloo, Decorah, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, and California. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm handles catastrophic personal injury, wrongful death, and medical malpractice cases throughout the country. The Trial Lawyers for Justice firm has won through caring about clients and refusing to settle cheap and believing in the justice system, hundreds of millions of dollars in record-setting jury verdicts and settlements. Injury victims and their families will call 888-811-0844. 888-811-0844. And do it now if you believe you have a case and get the justice you and your family members deserve. Call 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
Hi, this is Marty Trent along with Ken Miller. You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Well, good for you, Marty.
On Sports Byline and SportsByline.com.
You know, Awful Announcing always really did. They take the high road with most of their stories. Good afternoon there, Ian. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
You guys are unbelievable. The mudslinging, it's just unbelievable.
Oh, it's glad you guys put that out there. Is Awful Announcing trying to cut into Deadspin a little bit, maybe? Or some similarities there, Ian, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, we do end up covering, you know, Deadspin does cover a lot of sports media, so does the Big League. So, yeah, we do kind of cover the same territory a lot, you know. We will admit Deadspin, especially, probably more well sourced on a lot of these sorts of stories, and can break media news, probably bigger media stories than we tend to at Awful Announcing. Though we do get our own scoops now and then.
Yeah. Just to pick up from where we left off last week, what are you hearing about Bill Simmons' show on HBO?
Ratings. Still very much struggling. I think maybe this week helped a little bit, this week's show, in terms of creating some content, you know, that might go viral and mentioned on a few other websites and on mm-hmm. Twitter. I think that's something that the show has really lacked, although it also might speak to a problem down the road that Bill Simmons' show might have in terms of ratings. Because if fans think, okay, well, I'll just wait until, you know, Thursday morning to see what the best bit from that show was, I think much like a lot of fans do that with John Oliver's show on Sunday night, they wait for Monday to see what the best bits were. But
right.
I thought the discussion Bill Simmons had with Seth Rogen and Ricky Williams about marijuana was maybe one of his most entertaining interviews that he's had on the show. There was also kind of a fun package on personal seat licenses, with the Los Angeles Rams about to do that
right.
with fans looking for season tickets there.
Are you suggesting that Seth Rogen, Bill Simmons, and Ricky Williams were all high and had smoked before they did the interview? Is that what you're saying?
I can't speak for Simmons, but I think Seth Rogen, Ricky Williams, I think there's a very good chance you don't want to open the door to that green room.
Literally is a green room in this case. Ian, you mentioned John Oliver, and Marty and I talked about this piece earlier.
It was really good.
It was terrific. And it's unfortunate, it rings, I think, all too true the way the newspaper paper business is going, that they don't want to get anybody riled up for fear of canceled subscriptions. Everything is kumbaya. It seems like, you know, that unfortunately is the way it's going. I thought John Oliver on Last Week Tonight hit the nail right on the proverbial head.
Yeah, that was a brilliant package that he put together. A little bit painful to watch in some ways for anyone who works in media. But, newspapers increasingly are in the role of doing the sorts of stories that get clicks, not necessarily, the tough investigative journalism, that really makes a newspaper's reputation. You know, Oliver mentioned Spotlight, that was a Best Picture winner at the Academy Awards this year, and you wonder if that's the sort of story that newspapers do anymore, even though the Boston Globe Spotlight unit is still in operation. Is that the sort of story that people want to read, that newspapers will want to invest in.
I still struggle with the idea that we don't want to see good investigative work, that we want to read about pets and animals and stuff like that. I
seashells and balloons.
I think we're beyond that. Hey, Ian, do you think A-Rod's in the lineup tonight? Do you think he can help a contender? There's some noise today, and I predicted this. I think Miami's a good fit for him.
Well, don't pat yourself on the back yet. He hasn't signed a deal.
But I think A-Rod could help somebody. You know, not monumentally, but, you know, playoff experience. He still can still hit the baseball a little bit. You think A-Rod will lapse into an advisory role, or do you think he's going to sign on somewhere?
Yeah, I think if a team shows interest, you know, the Miami Marlins are a great fit. His hometown team, they may have a need if Justin Bour, their first baseman, is hurt. If A-Rod can play some first base, you know, that might be a good fit. I think he could conceivably help a team, you know, maybe provide a bat at designated hitter if he's still capable of playing third base, maybe helping out a bit there. Although, you know, if he could help out at designated hitter or third base, the New York Yankees are a team that could use some help in those departments. So if he can't make a contribution to the Yankees, a team that still, you know, on the fringes of the playoff race in the wild card standings, you know, you wonder if he really can make a contribution, or maybe he just needs to get away from New York, away from a manager that he really doesn't seem to mesh with in Joe Girardi. Hal Steinbrenner, I think, has wanted to shed that salary for quite some time. So maybe in a new environment, with a team that he can make a contribution to, the Cleveland Indians come to mind for some reason as a team he could help. That I can see a team, you know, taking a flyer on him. He is going to be released after Friday, even though he and the Yankees have this agreement in place that he'll be an advisor or instructor. He'll effectively be a free agent after Friday.
Yeah, and I think that agreement they have for the advisory role is probably written on toilet paper, easily flushed. You know, I don't know if you guys knew this about the Marlins, but they play the White Sox at home this weekend in interleague play. Then they have the Royals at home next week, so they got some interleague where he could DH. But do you realize?
No, they play him at home, you just said.
Oh, that's right, National League. Right. So, that's not a bad job out of me. Yeah. So I guess you guys.
No, we didn't realize that.
But do you realize the Marlins only have 6 home games in September and October? They play their last 3, 6, 9, 12, 16, their last 19 games on the road. That cannot be right. Look at that.
That's not right.
Well, I did not know that.
That's right there.
That's a bad job out of the schedule makers in Major League Baseball. That is a tough way to go, especially since the Marlins are in the playoff race. Right now they're tied for that second wild card spot in the National League, and you know, are pretty much leaving the New York Mets in the dust in the NL East, which is, if you guys were paying attention today, Terry Collins getting increasingly irritated with how badly his team's playing.
Marty missed those 10 home games that they have in
September. Well, I'm just saying it's right there.
I know it's wrong. It's wrong. And we
literally have a baseball guide here that has it wrong.
That's got it wrong.
Oh, Athlon sucks anyway, so I don't know why I brought it
up.
Yeah,
don't know why. help me out with the Cardinals. Are they going to make the playoffs?
It's looking tough for them. You know, losing Matt Adams here. Calling up Grichuk from Memphis. I think they are still in a good spot right now. They are tied with the Marlins for that second wild card spot. I think in terms of their pitching, I think they missed out on an opportunity to pick up another bat. We still, you know, we're 20 days away from the waiver trade deadline. Maybe there's a batter that'll sneak onto waivers that the Cardinals can snatch up. But I think they're still in good position for a playoff spot. Really, they're competing against two teams. I know that the Pirates are a couple of games behind them, but I think really you're looking at the Cardinals having to fight the Marlins and the Dodgers for a wild card spot, which is a better position to be in than if you're having to contend, you know, with five, six teams in front of you.
Yeah, but you don't really believe that, Ian. I can tell. You really don't. Do you understand they're 12 games out and they're going into Chicago starting tonight for four games? You're going to wake up. You're going to go to bed Sunday night, and I'm going to send you this podcast and say, "What did you say on Thursday? Are you kidding me?" They're going to be so throttled by this weekend. They're not going to know what the hell hit them. I'm telling you right now, Cubs are going for the jugular. They'll be 16 out
after that, though. I mean, if they can, unless you know that they get swept four games at Wrigley, which is entirely possible. I mean, they do have a soft landing after that at Houston, at the Phillies, hosting a Mets team that's clearly struggling, and then the Oakland Athletics. So if they can get through that four-game stretch, for the rest of August, their schedule is pretty soft.
Two more questions from me. Best team in the National League is? On August 11th. August 11th. Best team is?
Yeah, I still think it's the Chicago Cubs. Okay. Looking at their record, I know losing Pedro Strop is a blow, but I think they built so much bullpen depth at the trade deadline. They're still playing better than anybody else in the National League. I do think they have the best team, although I know the Nationals are probably going to give them a run here, not to overlook any of the teams out west.
And the best team in the American League on August the 11th, in your mind, is who?
I think it's the Texas Rangers. They're beginning to pull away from the pack a little bit. Yeah, the bullpen is kind of rough. I think that's a move John Daniels is going to have to address that somehow at the waiver deadline. If any relievers can make it through without getting claimed on waivers. I agree with you. I think the bullpen is an area they're going to have to address.
Two starters, though. They got Darvish and Cole Hamill. So it's interesting. Ian, great job. We read you awful announcing. Check it out. Great baseball writer as well. Great contributor, Ian Castleberry. Check him out. Good job, Ian.
Thanks, Ian. Great
talk
to
thanks
you.
So much, guys.
Our thanks to Ian Castleberry in the outside corner as well. Awful announcing. I love that. Sounds like, well, let's not say it.
Us.
We're going to do an update when we come back, kids. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93. This is Sports Overnight America.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client
compliant immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. GEICO presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with GEICO to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with GEICO. The Shazam 15, brought to you by GEICO. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
GEICO presents sharing versus oversharing. Way early this morning, Brad Higdon shared a major spoiler alert from everyone's favorite hit show, sad emojis to express his feelings about the plot twist, and a playlist he made to drown out his sorrows? Dude, oversharing alert. Brad, GEICO has something worth sharing with those who haven't befriended you. Like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance at GEICO.com. So stop moping about the post-apocalyptic world and start saving in the real world. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Check, check, check. Jerry, pull the high end out. I'm still getting some hiss back here.
Love me some Stewie Griffin.
Yeah, I saw that last night. It was pretty funny.
Seth MacFarlane from Kent, Connecticut.
Oh, is that right?
Yep.
And he's into, like, real, what do you call it, Sinatra type music.
Oh yeah, he went to RISD. I mean, he went to boarding school in the RISD, Rhode Island School of Design. I mean, he's top notch.
You know, I like the fact too that the thing tanked and canceled, and then
canceled. What happened? Brought it back because they saw all the DVDs that were being sold.
That it was like Psycho.
They saw. I mean, it's like Arrested Development.
All the voices are great.
Yeah.
Oh, they didn't do a Netflix episode or anything like that.
Well, no, what happened? I mean, Resident Development, they canceled it, you know, despite the fact that it was one of their highest rated shows, and like people went nuts and they went out and bought all the DVDs and all that stuff.
It was a Play Misty for Me, Jessica. I can't think.
Jessica Walters.
Yeah. What's the girl that with Ellen DeGeneres? I can't think of her name.
Portia Rossi.
Yeah, she's in a French maid costume.
No, she's
taking
hilarious.
Out the
I mean, they're all hilarious in that show. I mean, each and every person on there is absolutely hilarious. I mean, Liza Minnelli. What's the name of who else was on it? Jeffrey Tambor, who was from San Francisco.
Oh yeah, oh great. Oh, the Michael guy. I can't.
Come on.
The head guy, Michael.
Come on, think hard. What's the actor's name? Jason Bateman.
And who's the kid actor? Seika? No.
Michael Cera.
Cera.
From St. Catharines, Ontario.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, he was in Juno. He was hilarious in that.
Yeah, that Portia.
Portia de Rossi.
No, you always have the.
Well, people don't forget, she was in, Ally McBeal.
Oh, that's way back. Yeah. Ally McBeal's now in the new Supergirl.
Yeah, well, she's married to, what's his name, Harrison Ford, so.
She's actually funny in Supergirl. She's.
She doesn't even cast a shadow. She's so skinny.
Right, but no, but like she's got really good sarcastic lines.
Oh, Ally McBeal's hilarious. I love that.
I'm going back to that French maid thing. The thing that was great is that's every guy's fantasy is the French maid thing, and she was so smoking hot. But she's taking one of those giant green garbage cans. She's actually doing maid's work in the French maid costume, taking the garbage out to the curb. I couldn't stop laughing.
Quick update brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the numero uno training device. By the way, this is the travel sequence. This became On the Run from Dark Side of the Moon. It's brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the number one training device used in the bigs right now. Straight through the minors, youth leagues. They even have a softball bat to help with your swing. Go to phbat.com, type in the coupon code
baseball,
and get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. American League, Tampa 12-3 over the Evil Empire. Toronto smokes Houston in Toronto, 9-2, your final there. Cleveland 5-4 over the Halos, but who isn't doing that lately? Kansas City, 11-4 over Minnesota. Le Tigre à l'Etoile, they shut out Texas, 7-0, your final there. And Seattle plays Oakland. Guess what happened there? 8-4, Seattle over your biggity-biggity-oh. National League, St. Louis saves face, 6-4 over the Cubs. 11-3, Pittsburgh over the Dodgers. Elsewhere in the National League, Milwaukee 7-3 over Cincinnati. Philadelphia playing decent ball, 7-6 over Colorado. The Nats, 9-1 over Atlanta. And, of course, they... Jonathan Papelbon's been released by the former Montreal
Adios.
Expos. Adios.
Bon voyage.
Elsewhere in the National League, the Mets 5-1 over San Diego. Interleague play, Miami 5-4 over the Pale Hills. Giancarlo Stanton done for the year with a groin injury. How bad could that have been? And the Orioles come back from 7-1 in the seventh inning, 2 in the seventh, 2 in the eighth, 3 in the ninth, 8-1 over the Gigantes de San Francisco, and the Red Sox 16-2 over Arizona. This update was brought to you by the Mookie Betts Three Jacks, by the way. Second time this year. Did it against the Orioles a while back.
That's as many as the Orioles had today.
News next. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
USA Radio News with Anthony Lucero.
You could have covered what he was saying, or you could try and take an aside and take the Clinton narrative and play it out, and you chose to do that instead. I mean, there's plenty of news to cover this week, but I haven't seen coverage.
The Donald Trump campaign is criticizing the media for their coverage of Trump's comment that Second Amendment people may be able to prevent Hillary Clinton from appointing Supreme Court judges. Trump campaign chair Paul Manafort appeared on CNN's State of the Union and criticized outlets for choosing to cover that statement for 2 days. Manafort also slammed news outlets for missing stories he listed as low housing numbers, bad economic numbers, and Hillary Clinton emails. At a rally in Connecticut on Saturday, Trump claimed that he's not running against Hillary Clinton, but against the crooked media. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We all want to live long, healthy lives, and we know that smoking is not a part of making that happen. We all know the dangers, but we also know that it's tough to quit smoking and make it stick. And that's where Nicol Block comes in. It comes in a little bottle, and when you put it on the filter of your cigarette, it blocks the inhalation of tar and nicotine. So you got to check this out. Go to nicolblock.tv and find out more. You can also call 877-835-6060. Now, whether this is your first time quitting or your fifth, Nicol Block is your best chance to stop smoking for good. The taste doesn't change, and neither does your satisfaction. But what does change is your dependence on nicotine. And as you increase the number of Nicol Block drops, you'll gradually decrease your tar and nicotine intake. It's that simple. It's gradual. It's effective. Call 877-835-6060. Stop smoking. Make it for good this time. 877-835-6060 or go to nicolblock.tv.
A police officer from the Georgia town of Eastman has been shot and killed while investigating a suspicious person call. Scott Whitley of the GBI says the report came into the Dodge County 911 Center shortly before 9:30 p.m. Saturday night, and 31-year-old Officer Tim Smith responded.
Officer Smith encountered a man in the street in that general area and stopped his car and got out to investigate.
Whitley says the suspect opened fire on Smith, who returned fire. The suspect was able to get away. Smith died of his wounds at a hospital. Police are seeking 24-year-old Roheem Delshon Deed in the case and have secured a murder warrant. Following Donald Trump's claim that he'll only lose Pennsylvania if cheating goes on, one of his top advisors is saying too much is being made of that statement. Alabama Republican Senator Jeff Sessions told ABC's This Week that the Republican nominee simply meant that it'll be a close election in November. This is USA Radio News.
What's at stake at this election? A lot. From the freedom to publicly practice and proclaim your faith to the nomination of Supreme Court justices, matters of critical importance to Christians are looming in the days ahead. That's why we invite you to join us on September 9th through 11th in Washington, D.C. for the Values Voters Summit. Come to learn, be encouraged, and meet others who will stand for the renewal of this great nation. Visit valuesvotersummit.org for more information.
A key Republican committee chief delivered this week's GOP message. USA's Chris Barnes brings us details from Washington.
Republican Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa touting the Judiciary Committee's accomplishments during his time as its chairman, saying employing the principles of common sense and bipartisanship have always been key.
I decided early on that the Judiciary Committee would spend your taxpayers' dollars and our time focusing on areas where we can reach an agreement rather than on political fights destined for failure.
delivering the GOP weekly address, Grassley noting that under his watch, all 27 bills passed out of his committee have had bipartisan support, and of those, 12 have been signed into law by President Obama, who in his weekly address speaks about climate change.
I'm Chris Barnes.
A former Bush cabinet member endorses Clinton.
Hillary Clinton is the best for the country. I'm not thinking about a Republican. I'm thinking about a U.S. citizen. I think at some point you have to put the party aside and say what's best for the country.
Former Commerce Secretary under George W. Bush, Carlos Gutierrez, tells CNN's State of the Union that he made the decision to support the Democratic nominee after Donald Trump questioned the heritage of a judge. Gutierrez believes that Hillary Clinton will make a good president, and he'll do what he can to make sure the GOP does not get destroyed. I'm Anthony Lucero for USA Radio News, and you can find us online.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
This is nifty. It's called the Drum Boogie. It's a father and daughter team. Father on the piano. The daughter's like, she's like 16, man. She can play some drums. You have to see it in its entirety. Anyway. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93. How you doing? I'm the host of this unmitigated disaster. My name is Jerry Burke. Thank you. Coming to you from, I mean, foggy San Francisco. It's summertime. It's just, it's what we do. I mean, literally fog to the point where people are driving with windshield wipers on and umbrella. Yeah, that kind of fog. I think our high, we actually got up to 66. Now, for us, that's warm in mid-August. Our warmest months, by the way, in case you want to visit, September and October. And usually, like, the first week in May usually gets warm for some reason, doesn't it, Cabby? First week in May always seems to get like warm, and then by Memorial Day, done.
It's basically the Rockies heating up.
Yep.
Sets up back pressure.
Yeah, not the baseball team, but the actual Rockies themselves. 1-800-878-7529. That is the number here. 202-456-1414. That's the number of the White House if you want to drop them a line. Just a tip, they have caller ID. Just
saying. I have no intention of calling any federal agency whatsoever.
That's a private residence, actually, by the way.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh.
See? He works from home.
So if I see Obama and I say...
He's the ultimate working from home kind of guy.
So if I say to Obama, I said, hey, what's happening, Fed? No effect.
You couldn't pay me enough for that job.
Oh, you know, he does a great job and they're still blaming him.
No matter what you do...
Gas is $2 a gallon. It's Obama's fault.
No matter what you do, I mean, half the people in this country are like burning you in effigy. And of those people, a third of them want to do it for real.
They actually complain that Americans are saving more money than in like umpteen years.
Yeah.
And that's bad for business. Yeah. Oh, you mean it's good for people, but bad for business.
When gas was $5.09 a gallon out here, yeah, we were loving that.
Yeah, we love you. Okay.
I have no idea what we're talking about next, but there was something. Oh, yeah, someone, the Olympics got held up, Michael Phelps. No, there was something.
We're mad as hell, but we don't know what we're talking about.
And we're not going to take it anymore, according to Patty Chayefsky, if you remember the screenwriter.
No more courtesy for me, even on the road.
1-800-878-7529, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. God help you all. This is Sports Overnight America.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, "I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!"
The late Peter Finch won the Academy Award posthumously for Network. You know where he died? Wait, hold on. Hold that thought a second. I love George Benson. I just wanted to hear this.
Ah.
From Pittsburgh. Just saying.
Like anyway, that radar.
Peter Finch. Do you know how he died on the set of Good Morning America? He just got done doing an interview.
Like what year?
76. 76. He wasn't very big on self promotion, but he went around doing the little tour thing because of Network. Got done with David Hartman.
So he died like the character he played, kind of.
Well, the character was shot, but Tim Robbins was.
But on air, the guy. The
well, no, he just got done with the segment. He walked off stage and dropped dead right there.
Oh,
Paddy Chayefsky,
man.
Who wrote Network, yeah. Only man to win the Academy Award 3 times for original screenplay.
Yeah, I remember that.
Marty,
yep.
The Hospital, and Network.
We don't go to these movies that make you think anymore.
Oh, Network was considered far-fetched at the time. Now you look at it and you're like, ooh.
Yeah, all those movies, those 70s.
Chayefsky knew. Paddy Chayefsky knew. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, a TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. I think the nearest thing we have to a Howard Beale now would be like Keith Olbermann.
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
Go there?
Yeah, I think he'd be the nearest thing we had.
When I saw him on ESPN, he was copying bits from Animal House. Remember, he breaks the guitar. And what was the other
guy?
The comedian that was on Channel 5.
Kilborn?
Craig Kilborn, yeah.
Yeah, those two guys.
Do you know who? Do you know who that? Do you know that? Who, do you know whose guitar that was? The guy playing the guitar in Animal House? That was Stephen Bishop.
Oh, get out
As
of here!
As an yeah, so, Stephen, yeah, exactly. That was Stephen Bishop. Exactly. Yeah, he was a friend of what's his name of Landis.
I don't want to go overboard, but I've been compared to Belushi when I eat.
I can believe it. Yeah. Where was that filmed, by the way?
You know, I know it's it was a Waverly College,
Eugene, Oregon.
Right, right, but it's supposed to be an East Coast school.
Yeah, it was supposed to. Yeah, it was based on right. on Dartmouth, where most of those guys went to school. Dartmouth and Harvard.
That's like Cuckoo's Nest with the VAs. Do you know about that?
Yeah,
filmed in Oregon.
Yeah.
Do you know where it's based on? Menlo Park.
Menlo Park,
which is like 20 miles.
What's
south
her name? Who played Nurse Cratchit? I can never remember her name, but she was actually good looking.
Oh, she was a great actress. I've seen her at like.
She's still alive too.
No, she's the one that plays that in The Untouchables. Mm-hmm. She's super hot, super young,
yeah.
And she becomes like a. She wants everybody's treating her like a mall, yeah. And she's like, no, I'm going to be the head gangster.
Boys and girls of all ages, this is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93, 1-800-878-7529. That is the number for those of you scoring at home, or even if you happen to be alone. And it is time, as most of my listeners are, it is time, boys and girls, for the intellectual portion of the program. And for the intellectual portion of the program, you know where we're going, boys and girls. Clap, 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 clap. You know he's going to want to talk about the Texans beating the Niners.
Oh, really?
Like I care.
So he's finally caught Osweiler fever.
That's funny.
The bug, yeah. No, that's what I've said it all year. I told you, they don't play him in the Super Bowl. That's what I was rooting for in the Super Bowl, that they don't play Osweiler, because there's no way you get over that mentally. Thanks for giving me a set of downs. I'm out of here. And hey, Houston's got a great defense. You can go.
It's Houston. Their window. A couple of years ago, they really were probably the best team, if not the one or two best teams in the AFC. Unfortunately, they kept running into the Ravens in the playoffs.
No, but they the Denver Broncos. He went 5-2 with the Broncos, who had one of the greatest defenses
around. This is a Matt Castle syndrome. Yeah. Same exact thing.
So J.J. Watt, though, he's hoping first game, but what are we looking at second?
I know. Why don't we find out from our resident Houston Texans expert calling in from Galveston County, Texas, the intellectual portion of the program. Our friend that is, Christian, joining us on Sports Overnight. By the way, Bob Ryan from the Boston Globe joining us at 40 past the hour. How are you, my friend? Okay, go ahead. Start shooting your mouth off.
Well, first of all, I want to applaud you guys for the interview you had Friday night with Ring of Honor competitor Frankie Kazarian, and I did not know.
I have his home number. I have his cell number if you want it.
Call him up now.
No, it's okay. I'll pass because I don't want to piss off too many wrestlers.
Too late.
He'll find you.
Too late.
He'll come find you.
Anyway, go ahead, Christian.
But still, and I'll tell you more about that interview off the air.
No, you won't.
Still. But still, though, when it comes down to, and I know you guys don't really care too much about preseason NFL football, but did you see the Rams opener against the Cowboys?
You know, that's one thing I will give the NFL. They let those guys put on a good show for the first game in L.A. in ages and a day, and that was a good thing. If that was one of those 35-3,
the Rams should be in L.A. That's,
right, I know, but that's
right.
The Cowboys and the Rams put on a really good show for the first game, and I think that was important, because if it was like a 35-3 game and it was but the 28-24 Rams taking care of the Cowboys, that was cool. I really dug that.
How long have they been in Oxnard, the Cowboys? Because I know they put them out in California. It's a great place.
Oxnard or Ontario?
No, Oxnard by halfway to Santa Barbara.
That's right. I know. God, they've been there for a long time.
Right, and that's a great game because you break training camp. You don't have to travel.
Yeah, exactly.
Right there.
And anyway, Christian, finish your question, please. I'm sorry, we cut you off.
Okay. Well, I basically overheard the pregame show on the Four Letter Network, that which we will not talk about on this program.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
But I heard them basically say that the Rams are not slated to win the NFC West. But if they, now let me be clear.
Yes.
If they improve upon that little performance or lack thereof that they had in their first preseason game and just drive that into the regular season with as much consistency, do you think that we may see about 80,000 people come out to the Coliseum to see them.
Oh, they will.
Easy.
And of those,
first year's going to be great.
Of those, you know, 99% of them will have a terrible view. You know, here's the one thing about preseason. There are two schools of thought with preseason, especially with teams that are already established. You know, Patriots, Seattle, and Denver. You know, Denver not so much this year, but teams like that, Pittsburgh. You know, preseason is more of a, you know, getting out there and looking for guys who can fill in, you know, certain spots.
A weeding out
but,
process.
Yeah, right. But when you have teams that like the Rams, for example, another one would be Buffalo right now.
Sure.
Teams that are trying to get going in a direction, you know, trying to establish a winning thing. You know, there's a school of thought that, you know, start winning all your preseason games and really putting the gas, you know, foot to the floor, so you get in the habit of winning. There's two schools of thought. Do you, you know, look for people, or do you try to get in the habit of winning? Team like the Rams, Jeff Fisher, they're gonna do both, I think.
No, I got one for you. The starting quarterback is our Cal guy. And he is a rookie. So, like, what do you really expect for a rookie to come in and do his first year? Yeah. Now, don't say it's the Rams, it's a playoff thing, blah, blah, blah. Really, you know, like, even Peyton Manning took, what, 3 to 7 years?
No, Peyton was saved by his third year.
Andrew Luck.
No, but his second year, he was 9-7. His first year, he was 2-14, but yeah.
Right, and you're looking, you really have a project there that you're
looking
at year three.
Well, the Colts were also terrible then, too.
Would you say year three, year four?
Just
ballpark.
Well, here's
the
thing. You know, Roethlisberger's second year, he took over in his rookie season when Tommy Maddox went down.
So I think the Rams could live off this popularity, but
Flacco is a rookie starting off, and I think the Ravens went to the AFC title.
Right,
game.
Right. But you see, you're taking exceptions. I mean, he is the first round pick. So
right, but with a team like the Rams,
he should be ready to go.
He has Jeff Fisher with him, and Jeff Fisher.
Todd Gurley's excellent.
To me, Jeff Fisher is the. I would kill to play for Jeff Fisher.
Yeah, you got a fresh back right there. He's going to be going nuts.
Anyway, what else you got on your mind, Christian?
Well, the other question I got on my mind pertains to everybody's least favorite sporting event every 4 years,
uh-oh,
the Olympics.
Oh, no.
And I know we've been talking about this ad nauseum for a few days.
Who's this we? Who's this we? I've been drinking soccer for the last few days.
You don't think soccer is more boring than the Olympics?
Yeah, I'm not trying to add that. It's the fact that, well, what are your thoughts about NBC's coverage of the Olympics?
Do you want to know the truth, Chris? I have not watched 10 seconds of the Olympics.
Oh, no, I've watched a bunch.
I have not watched any of it.
There's a lot of records being set.
Because NBC bothers me, because everybody's got a heartwarming story. Everybody's got...
Oh, that's a good point.
It drives me up a wall.
Let's bring the kids out.
It drives me insane. I mean, they did the same thing with Notre Dame football. They had Notre Dame football on NBC. You know, a guy from the other team could make a really great play, and you say, okay, nice tackle, so-and-so. A guy from Notre Dame could walk to midfield, take a sawed-off shotgun out, blow away the referee, and Dick Enberg would say he did that because he's one of the best in the country. NBC drives me insane with their overhype, and they do it with the Olympics. I refuse to watch.
I see.
I think it's a world level, though. It's like BBC. I watch BBC News, you know, about 3 times a week. And they got full-blown coverage.
Okay.
They give a damn.
You see the point. This is my job, and I won't watch it. Of course, there was a Bond marathon all weekend.
We're nationalists, and
we're
not worldly.
I don't believe in borders.
Yes.
So let's just say, for the sake of argument, Jerry Burke, if your boss, Ron Barr, I think, told you want to watch NBC, you have to watch at least a little bit of NBC sports coverage.
If Ron himself told me that, I would rather chew aluminum foil while shaving my head with a cheese grater.
Do you know Jerry once ordered me to watch golf, and I was so mad. He says, I want you to get in there. The British Open starts.
Because it started at 1 in the morning.
And then I ended up watching women's golf, and I fell in love.
Yeah, exactly. No, I mean, if someone, the way to get me not to do something is to tell me to do it, and especially if he told me to do something, I'm serious. I would just, like, go stand on my head on the roof of this building or something. But if I had to watch it, because if I had to watch it, I do it with the volume turned off.
Those chicks are smoking
hot. I would do it with the TV on mute.
Thank you, Jerry Burke, for forcing me to watch golf.
Thank you.
I love you.
So what's your point, Christian?
Basically, what I'm trying to basically say is that there have been a lot of I mean, there have been a lot of people saying that NBC's Olympic coverage is not only terrible and annoying and cringeworthy, but it's also sexist in the way that they portray women's athletes, mostly as, oh, you know, so-and-so won the gold medal. Let's all thank her male coach for the job that she's done.
Yeah, I noticed that, too. I also noticed that as far as – do you notice there are no ugly Olympians?
You know, I'm going to give – because the Olympics are big if you're a woman. That's the epitome.
Right, exactly.
Guys, okay, we got all this other stuff going on.
Yeah.
But, like, for women, it is –
This is a showcase.
That's a great point.
Yeah,
you know?
This is a showcase for the women, yeah. And what they do is they give credit to everybody but them.
Because you are – you know, and it is – you know, this chick can run 26 miles. She's easily getting away from me.
Exactly. Yeah, no, that's a good point, Christian. It is, and he's right, too. This is the showcase for the women because, you know, the other 3 years – 11 months and in 14 days. How much women's sports do we see on network TV? Not much.
Huh. You know, I want to
not much involving the women either.
Good point. Hey, Christian, thanks for your call, man. 1-800-878-75. He's got a point there.
Yes, I agree. Watch more LPGA.
Yeah, especially the ones with the long legs. Yes. Beach volleyball. If beach volleyball came on at night, you know, unsensored beach volleyball, I'd be cool with that. Just saying. We got an update coming up next, kids. 1-800-878-7529. I'm Jerry Burke. You're the listener. That's Queen in the background. This is Sports Overnight America. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app. Like I said, Sirius and XM Channel 93.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with a Grainger Tip of the Week. Many items that we depend on require batteries to operate. All batteries are not created equal. New battery technology is improving battery power and longevity. It is important to keep batteries fully charged. Only use the same size and style recommended by the manufacturer when replacing them. Be sure to insert batteries correctly to avoid any damage. And now, a word from Grainger.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-4-HELP. 1-800-428-1570. 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. 1-800-428-1570. The Health Alert Hotline. 1-800-428-1570.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I think you've had enough bourbon for one lifetime.
Not my lifetime.
One of the great shows of all time.
I was so mad at Rob Morrow for... Is that the guy?
Yeah, Rob Morrow, yeah.
Yeah, quitting. What a...
It's filmed about 45 miles outside of Seattle.
Oh. My
sister was living in Seattle at the time. She was actually an extra a couple of times in it.
In Washington, though.
Yeah.
No, I was over there when they first opened Bangor, the sub base.
Yeah, this was filmed in was it Roslyn, Washington, about 45 miles from Seattle.
So, like east, due east?
I have no idea.
Oh, we'll find out.
But Cynthia Geary, who played Shelley Tambo, she just after that she stopped acting. She lives in Mississippi now. She's married with a couple of kids.
What's that? Janine.
Janine Turner.
Yeah.
From Dallas.
Smoking. Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right.
See that?
Yeah.
What's his name? John Cullum, who played what's his name on? Oh God, Holly Van Coor.
Now
the owner of the Brick.
I got one for you because the guy does a lot of voiceovers. But is he professional? Like your knowledge of professional? Is he a jerk or is he a cool guy?
The John Corbett.
Yeah.
I've heard he's pretty cool. He's very, very.
Okay.
He's very.
I've heard both. So,
he's very protective of his private life.
Right.
So people sometimes you can mistake that for being a dick.
Right.
You know.
No, absolutely. Yeah. Please. Well, you don't think people think what they think about me.
Marilyn Whirlwind, who played Elaine Miles, who played Marilyn Whirlwind, his secretary, Rob Morrow's secretary.
Got it.
She played. You know, she was actually. She dropped her mother off for the audition for that role. She wasn't even an actress. And they ended up hiring her as the role of.
She's authentic too.
I forgot what tribe, but yeah, she was actually dropping her mother.
Was she actually Alaskan? Maybe
she was Native American.
Okay, right.
But she was dropping her mother off. Her mother was auditioning for the role of Rob Morrow's secretary, and the scouting talent agent or whoever the casting agent saw her, and.
She was so deadpan. Like,
taciturn was the great line.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tony Geary on that. What's his name was on that? Grant Goody from Eight Is Enough was on that show.
Like everybody was just a stupid.
I mean, that was just. Like, I love that show. I mean, bam.
Yeah, she was great. She just had that look. Like, is she thinking I'm an idiot?
But Sicily, Alaska. It took place. It was actually in Washington State.
Oh,
just letting you know.
But the moose.
Yeah, you know, that moose had a name. I can't remember what it is now.
But moose in that territory, I listen to Seattle radio, like on AM in the middle of the night, and there's like all the time like moose hitting RVs or whatever.
When I lived in Boston, I used to go up to Maine all the time.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a full-grown male moose up close?
They're trying to attack you. They
are Clydesdale horses with horns. They're huge.
No, and unbelievable.
I mean, you wouldn't believe how big a full-grown male moose is up close. I mean, it is like a Clydesdale horse with horns. I mean, they're enormous.
No, I used to make fun of people that got hit the deer with the car, and then I was out there 280, deer coming across, huge with the antlers, and I literally did this wide to the right, and the thing altered its course and came right at me. So even if you try to avoid that animal,
they're
going to come for you. You know?
you never hear of like a bobcat or a mountain lion or something attacking and killing a moose. They're too damn big. Quick, this update is brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the number one training device used in the bigs right now. Straight through the minors, youth leagues. You can have a softball bat to help with your swing. Go to phbat.com. Type in the coupon code.
Baseball.
You get a great deal. By the way, I found an old Montreal Expos hat for sale at Lids over on Powell Street. I have to get that.
What are we looking at?
I think it's like $21.
Oh, nice.
Go to phbat.com for the Pro Hammer Bat. National League, we're going to talk about the Padres here in a second.
I want one of those Army Padre hats. I love those.
Really?
Well, no, camouflage.
Camouflage.
Yeah, yeah. That'll look cool.
The Mets 5-1 over the Friars. Elsewhere in the National League, it was Washington 9-1 over Atlanta. Jonathan Papelbon's looking for a job if you need a bad reliever.
Cab driving.
Philadelphia has been playing some decent ball lately. 7-6 over Colorado. That game in South Philly. Milwaukee 7-3 over Cincinnati. A game played despite the best interest of society as a whole. Pittsburgh just stomped all over the Dodgers 11-3.
Ooh, wild card.
Yes. San Luis save face against the Cubby Bears. Your final there was 6-4. Interleague play. Mookie Betts hits three jacks, drives in eight runs. Only the second Red Sox ever to hit three home runs in a game twice in a season. Teddy Ballgame did it in 57. 16-2. The Red Sox squeaked by Arizona, who got a late safety. Rich Porcello, he's now 16-3, 12-0 at Fenway this year.
Was it 14-0? Okay, no. It was.
No.
Okay.
It was 9-0, 9-1, 10-1, 16-1, and then they put
No, because I liked your joke about the late safety,
yeah,
but I thought it was 14-0. And then they
elsewhere in interleague play, Miami, they lost Giancarlo Stanton for the rest of the season with a groin injury.
See, I think so.
Chris Sale gets the loss for the Pale Hose, 5-4, Miami over Chicago.
Tied for the last spot.
Thank you very much. Drive safely. Alan, elsewhere in interleague play, the Giants are up 7-1 going into the seventh. Okay, you figure, okay, game over, right?
Yeah.
I'm thinking the O's are going to lose. My Red Sox will pick up a game. No. Two in the seventh, two in the eighth. Jonathan Schoop hits a three-run jack in the ninth with two outs. 8-7, it was the O's over the Gigantes de San Francisco. By the way, one American League score I forgot to tell you about. Seattle 8-4 over Oakland. Detroit squeaks by Texas 7-0. 11-4, Kansas City over Minnesota. Cleveland 5-4 over the Halos. Toronto 9-2 over Houston. And, of course, Tampa squeaks by the Evil Empire. 12-3 was your final score there.
Whenever the Giants lose, I just, for some reason, I want to go kill Tony Bennett.
Really?
I don't know why.
Okay.
That song's in my head. They lost.
Okay.
It's kind of like he's rubbing it in.
Okay. This update was brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat Kids, the number one training device being used in the bigs right now, straight through the minors, youth leagues. You even have a softball bat to help with your swing. You go to phbat.com. You type in the coupon code, the word
baseball.
You're going to get a great deal. For the Pro Hammer Bat. I got something to get the Tony Bennett song out of your mind. Scott McKenzie. I'm sorry, but there are still people, and I guess I could be one of them. If I'm back east and I hear this song, I still want to grab my knapsack and hitchhike out here. And then when you find out the average rents are $4,000 a month, scurry your little ass back.
I always say, you know how you make, what is that, Weird Yell Ankovitz? And that, where that line comes in, says, wear flowers in your hair.
Mm-hmm.
I said, at least put on some underwear.
Exactly. Especially.
That's my line.
Ugh. You can follow us on Twitter at Sports Overnight, like our Facebook page, Sports Overnight America, or just get a hold of me personally. I'm the only Jerry Burke, spelled GerrieBurke. My parents had a sense of HUMOUR. Yeah. Bob Ryan of the Boston Globe coming back next, talking to Marty and Miller from ESPN 1490 and Des Moines. We'll be back with another update shortly. Do stick around. This is Sports Overnight America. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. In the streets of San Francisco, gentle people with flowers in their hair. All across the nation.
Nicholas Rowley, Courtney Rowley, Dominic Pachota. Are trial lawyers who deeply care about their clients. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm, with offices in Des Moines, Waterloo, Decorah, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, and California. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm handles catastrophic personal injury, wrongful death, and medical malpractice cases throughout the country. The Trial Lawyers for Justice firm has won through caring about clients and refusing to settle cheap and believing in the justice system, hundreds of millions of dollars in record-setting jury verdicts and settlements. Injury victims and their families will call 888-811-0844, 888-811-0844. And do it now if you believe you have a case and get the justice you and your family members deserve. Call 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
Horse racing excitement continues to happen every day at Hinsdale Harness OTB. Hinsdale Harness OTB brings you the best of thoroughbred, harness, and greyhound racing from all over the country, noon to close, every day. Get in on the excitement. Come to Hinsdale Harness OTB to watch and wager on races and enjoy refreshments and snacks you can buy. Don't forget, telephone wagering is also available. Hinsdale Harness OTB, now online at hinsdaleotb.com. Also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
Hi, this is Marty Trent along with Ken Miller. You're listening to Sports Overnight America on Sports Byline and SportsByline.com. Bob Ryan, SportsSpotlight.com, ESPN, the sports reporters, Around the Horn PTI, and a bevy of other stuff.
Yeah, big appearance on Sunday morning for Bob Ryan, no doubt about that.
Sad day yesterday, Kenny, and a shocker. You gave me first word of the passing of longtime ESPN broadcaster, sportscaster John Saunders, and a dear friend I know of our guest, and it's our pal Bob Ryan, also here on Sirius XM 93, the Sports Rush Channel, part of Sports Overnight America. Bob, the passing of John Saunders, I have never seen a guy with so many tributes. Amazing, the thoughts that people have about one John Saunders.
I'm happy for the family because of that, and it's kind of actually it's a two-edged sword. Obviously, they're proud and honored to know how much his, while their husband, Wanda's husband, and Alicia and Jenna's father thought of, highly thought of, and that's great. And but then again, I'm sure it heightens a sense of loss. So, but they have to be gratified, and I'm happy for them. It really was a tremendous outpouring of respect and admiration and love. I mean, John was a guy that you had to like, and it's clear that the overwhelming sentiment in the business is that in a business where egos are huge, and there's politics and backstabbing and selfishness and all this stuff, that he was immune to all that. And I could testify to that, but it was really nice to hear all that from the colleagues. And at ESPN, if there was anybody that was universally liked and respected in that community, it appears to be it was John Saunders.
And Bob, take us to Sunday morning. You know, the cameras aren't rolling, red light's not on. You guys are BSing or whatever back and forth. Is there any memories that you'll have of working as many Sundays as you did with John Saunders?
Well, laughs, laughs. Yep. I mean, like any collegial, any group, male or female, of people who work in a specific atmosphere with specific roles, and you see people in the context regularly in that way. There were little inside jokes, in John's case, a lot of it had to do, sadly, with his health, and he had I like to call it a Schlerethian number of surgeries, but I believe he told me, if I'm not mistaken, that he had 27 surgeries, and the shoulder was up, both shoulders, numerous times, and knees, and so forth. That all the result of his hockey career, and he was a diabetic, and he took a daily insulin, and we always were concerned about John's health. I have to admit that, we kidded him about stuff. Boy, it's been 2 weeks since your last surgery, and actually it's been about a year. So I was thinking about that the other day. Believe me, it's good. Been a good year for John in that sense. Plus the hockey. There's the beacon of hockey fandom and knowledge and inside that building and ESPN which he didn't get to display anymore after they lost hockey in 2004. There were, you know, but lots of inside jokes and stuff. He was good, you know, just a good-natured guy.
I mean, he had big shoes to fill there on the sports reporters after Dick Schaap, who died on an operating table in New York almost unexpectedly after surgery. John had big shoes to fill and did it quite admirably. Like I said, Dick Schaap was an institution in that chair. Talk about how John handled that. And I thought he did an excellent job of keeping, you know, because Lupica's like the poodle that you just want to knock off your lap. That show can get out of control real carefully. Very easily if you're not careful. And I thought John was a good band leader there. Talk about the transition he made and also filling the shoes of the late, great Dick Schaap.
Dick Schaap was a unique person in the history of American sports journalism because he was the best writer among broadcasters and the best broadcaster among writers. And that's that. There was nobody quite like Dick Schaap, and he was Mr. New York. And when we lost him in December of 2001, unexpectedly and tragically, I wondered, we all wondered, what's going to happen now? And John Saunders was summoned and took the job and made a seamless transition and made it his show without having to brag about it, or not having to make anybody aware of it. He didn't. He just was a consummate professional on Sunday mornings. Anytime he's on the air, he's a smooth host. And Marty and Ken, you guys know, hosting is so hard. And hosting studio shows is just brutal. And our show is not quite at that level of difficulty, but it's hard. And he did it so smoothly. You've got to be intelligent. You've got to have a breadth of knowledge. You've got to have spontaneous wit and ability to reach for the right tag line going out on the bump on the right occasion. And John could do all that. And you're right. He absolutely we don't want anybody to forget Dick. And he didn't want anybody to forget Dick. But just continue the tradition of a program we're all proud of. I couldn't believe year after year, we're talking, it was coming up to almost 15 years now in December since Dick passed, that we were so blessed to have a guy at the ready who could step in and keep the show functioning. I mean, 12 years was a good run for the Dick Schaap show, aspect of the show. We would have been, you know, done very well to say we had a 12-year run at the network. We're up to a 27-year run, or 28, because it predated me by 1 year. And you've got to give the host credit for that.
Do you recall, Bob, Marty and I were bantering this about yesterday, that he got hurt at ESPN in a fall or something. Do you remember what we're talking about?
Yeah, there was a fall, and we worried about him in the aftermath of that. There was an equilibrium thing 5 years ago, 11, I believe it was, and he hit his head. And, you know, you worry, concussion. We were very solicitous and careful monitoring him for a year or so after that, but it appeared to have recovered. But he did have, Lupica used to kid him a lot, about the fact that, you know, he got to be careful about his balance. And I shouldn't say that about Mike. It was very good natured, and John took all things and always took all these things very well. But so, yes, there was a fall. We did worry. I have absolutely, positively no idea what any kind of linkage there is to that with what his whatever health problems that led to his death, which we're still trying to decipher.
His colleagues, of course, you're one of them, obviously taking it very hard. Do you know who seems to be, you know, just really in mourning here today? And if his Twitter feed's any indication, because Dick Vitale has posted, God, dozens of photos of John Saunders and Dick over the years working together, then doing the V Foundation. Dickie V apparently had a really good relationship with John Saunders. Were you aware of that?
Yes. And I do think the connecting bond, in addition to the fact that they worked and did games together, was the V Foundation. You know how passionate Dick Vitale is on that. Yeah. And John was a founder, one of the founders, and is on the board. And every year when it comes around, and when Dickie V is running his phenomenal gala that's raised millions of dollars in Florida, John always goes. John's perked up. You wouldn't dare say a bad word about Dick Vitale, Jim Valvano in John Saunders' presence, believe me. So I do think that's the bond, that above all, for those two.
Bob, you'll be part of, and you shared this with me off air. I'd like to share it with us, our listeners and our viewers on air. I think it's going to be a special Sunday morning. I know I won't miss it no matter where I am, God willing. But this Sunday is going to be special. It really is. Can you tell us what's going to happen on the show? Give us a little sneak preview.
Bill Valerio, the producer, has assembled the four people who have been on the show the most in the John Saunders era, which, and that would be Mike Lupica, Mitch Albom, Bill Roden, and myself. And we are going to be the panel. It's going to be a dedication show to John. We're going to talk about John in the first segment, and the first segment is a long segment. We are each going to do a separate personal parting shot at the end of the show about John. We will then have two other segments and do what we do. And we should do, in honor of John, the show, the sports show. And we will. But it's going to clearly be a lot about John. I'm both looking forward to it and dreading it, because, you know, there'll be a closure aspect then, a finality, and about John's, you know, role in that show and our relationship with John. So it will be a special Sunday for us.
Not trying to be caustic, but the show must go on. Bob, any idea who's going to fill that chair post Dick Schaap, now post John Saunders?
No, I really don't, Kenny. That's a topic that I have not broached yet, and I don't know, you know, what the plans are. You know, I just truly don't know. I think we'll be operating in the short run on an interim basis, and you know, with rotating people, perhaps. I just don't know. But once again, a very, very large set of shoes to fill, metaphorically speaking, for whoever does succeed John Saunders.
Met him once, Bob. Springfield, Mass. Hall of Fame game. UMass Cincinnati. I believe he worked with Valvano. And Huggins and Cal were out after John Saunders there. Nick Van Exel came in with his hat on. John Saunders seemed to be truly one of the most genuine guys. I'm not going to pretend I knew him. I didn't. But just from the outside looking in, man, he looked like one hell of a nice guy.
Well, I don't want to get lost in the shuffle with the tributes to what a wonderful guy he was, is how damn good he was. He was awful good. I mean, you just didn't. He was just casually wonderful, anchoring football shows, basketball shows. God knows, back in the day, hockey. He did basketball as well. I mean, NBA as well. He was also at one point TV voice of the Toronto Raptors for 6 years while he was still working at ESPN. Very nice of them to allow that duality to take place. And of course, a proud Canadian, as we know well know. But he was awful good. I mean, you made a very difficult task look easy. I'm not the first one to say that. All those hosts, most of them do. But John's breadth of knowledge and capability to grasp different sports was tremendous. He was awful good. Yes, he's a wonderful guy, and that's ultimately the most important thing. But he wasn't just a nice guy. He was a nice guy on top of having been a consummate professional.
Oh, well, Bob, away from that topic, just to wrap things up here, I know that you spent yesterday PNC Park. You wanted to get there. It's, by everybody's account, one that you have to see with your own two eyes to believe just how aesthetically pleasing it is. Did it live up to those standards?
Yeah, it did. It really did. And the view looking out over the outfield from right field to center field, the city is wonderful. I know there are a few others. Baltimore has one. Washington has one. But this is an awful good one. And the entrance to the park from downtown, walking over the bridge, which has been renamed the Roberto Clemente Bridge, is fun. And the atmosphere, it's a good ballpark atmosphere. It's a great experience. I recommend it. Anybody that so many people love to do ballpark tours, you got to put this one on it. I recommend it highly. I'm sorry I took so long, because the part B that I didn't get to do yet, and I want to, is you got to go out to Pitt, the University of Pittsburgh, and there's a segment of the wall, I think it was left field, I'm not sure, from Forbes Field, is out there on the campus, and there's a plaque dedicated to the Bill Mazeroski home run in 1960 that won the World Series over the Yankees. And that's something I wish I had gotten to do. I didn't get around to it. And, hey, all the more reason to go back, and I will.
Yeah. Bob, you saw a steal of home base, a baseball rarity. You see a steal of home base. And I don't care what anyone says. Most exciting play in baseball, and oftentimes most unexpected.
It was a delayed steal. It was a delayed steal, which I think is even more interesting.
Wow.
And executed by Travis Jankowski. He waited until Fryer, the catcher, threw the ball back to Bastardo, the pitcher, and then he took off. And
broke for home, yeah.
Bastardo, he would have been out with a decent throw, but that's what happens. This pitcher was so startled, and he rushed it, and he kind of threw a bouncer, and Fryer couldn't handle it, and Jankowski was safe. And that's the second time this year he scored on a steal of home, and the other one was the back end of a rundown, which they decided was a steal of home the next day. So he's an exciting player, Travis Jankowski, and former Cape League Player of the Year, I find out. Yes, yeah. That made the night last night, no question.
Good stuff, Bob. We'll talk to you Friday.
Thanks, Bob.
Bye-bye.
Our thanks to Bob Ryan of the Boston Globe, as well as Marty Terrell and Ken Miller from ESPN 1490 in Des Moines. That's Marty and Miller. Check out mouthofthemidwest.com. 6 minutes before the hour, an update next. This is Sports Overnight America.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at Guitar Center. We often hear those stories about the boy or the girl behind the track, but not so often is there such a mystery behind a person featured on a record cover. Find out how one 19-year-old woman accidentally cycled into photographer Joel Bernstein's iconic shot of Bruce Springsteen on New Jersey's Asbury Park Boardwalk in 79, only to be tracked down over 30 years later by fans. With me, Carrie Cooper, over at FocusOnRock.com.
It's here. The biggest guitar sale of the year. Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save up to 20% on over 120,000 brand-name guitars, basses, and amps. Get huge deals on the hottest brands like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, and more. Over 65,000 guitars under $500. Save up to 15% off select pedals from brands like Dunlop, Boss, Digitech, and Line 6. Plus, get promotional financing on participating vendors when you use your Guitar Center gear card. Don't miss Guitarathon, Thursday through Sunday, only at Guitar Center. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
So how long do you usually make people your bitch?
What do you think our limit is?
I don't like that word.
See, I love Allison Janney. I saw her, I used to see her in D.C. every so often when they used to have to shoot some of the outside scenes for West Wing.
Yes.
And first off, she's like 6'1".
Yes.
She's quite tall, but she's a really funny lady. She was great in Juno and CBS show Mom. She's hilarious in that thing. She's really, really funny. She really is.
I've seen Spackles of Mom.
She's really good. But yeah,
she's a blonde in Mom?
No. That's the she's the mother.
I'm not into comedies.
No, she's funny as hell. And like I said, she's a big one too.
Only one I like is Brooklyn Nine-Nine. because the guy's from Santa Cruz.
Do you want to talk into the microphone?
Andy Samberg, Santa Cruz. Oh. UC Santa Cruz.
I'm trying to think, how many big bands came from Santa Cruz? The Call was from Santa Cruz. Who else?
Oh, I don't know. I wouldn't even. Who's at the Boardwalk this week? Boardwalk is a local amusement park in Santa Cruz.
I saw John
Wick. Foghat. That's it.
Well, basically, you know, Lonesome Dave Parrott, he's dead. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so, you know, basically, it's like going to see Chicago now. The only one left is Robert Lamb.
You know, that'd be a first good trip to Santa Cruz is we'll find out the bands at the beach boardwalk.
I saw John Waite there.
The Big Dipper.
I saw John Waite there about 6 or 7 years ago from the Babies.
Sudden Impact is the boardwalk in Santa Cruz with Clint Eastwood. They show a roller coaster.
Bands from Santa Cruz.
Uh-oh, bands.
Just, we only got the 30 seconds.
Forget it, next time.
Let's see.
We'll bring it up with Brian.
The Call. Yeah, listen, man, that's it. That's it as far as big ones go.
Home of the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
Super Bowl 50. 50 miles away. So.
Yeah, that's it. No one big except for The Call.
Really?
Yeah. Well, the Vox Jaguars.
What's that guy? Glenn Allen Hill. Santa Cruz, yeah, Trent Dilfer,
and what band is
Super Bowl ring holding? I said Trent. Is it?
And the T-shirt that John Travolta was wearing in Pulp Fiction. Yeah. This update was brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat. Go to phbat.com. Type the coupon code
baseball.
You get a great deal from the Pro Hammer Bat. Those idiots at the USA Network next with what they humorously refer to as the news. God help you all. This is Sports Overnight America.
Bye.